Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBotPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. The easiest way to get more sales is to get more chances to sell. We used one simple conversational funnel to casually book 121 qualified sales opportunities in less than 2 weeks in a brand new market where we had zero presence and zero connections, all without spending on ads, doing cold outreach, or posting endlessly on social media. This is the new way to close high-ticket clients for 2025. And it only takes minutes to start booking calls. Download the blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Joseph Noor. Joseph is an innovator at the intersection of real estate and technology. As a co-founder and CTO of Ownwell, he is revolutionizing the way property owners manage their assets. So, Joseph, welcome to Basic Business AI. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here. So I think to answer that question, first, I'll kind of broaden the scope and think about real estate at large, and then I'll kind of narrow it into specifically where we've been focusing. So I think real estate is one of those industries that's been a bit resistant to change. It's one that involves a lot of regulation. There's a lot of rules about what people can and can't do and how transactions have to happen. And so typically what we're seeing is that those types of industries, I think another one that comes top of mind is healthcare. Those tend to be very resistant to adopt new technology. It's a slow process. You have to get approval and so on and so forth. And so nowadays, the way that we buy and sell real estate is really similar to the way it was 100 years ago, but it shouldn't be. When we think about things like the way that you have to go contact an agent to get access to the MLS, which makes no sense because I can just go on Zillow right now and see all properties for sale. And to actually go through the process of closing, there's all this paperwork that has to get pushed through. That paperwork should be able to be essentially auto-completed the way that a lot of modern technologies will basically, like TurboTax, takes you through the process and essentially automates and streamlines the process. And so what I see is that AI is essentially going to replace a lot of the humans that are involved in the process of initiating and managing real estate transactions and managing the real estate itself. And where we're focused is we started off by focusing specifically on property tax protests. Now, you and I are in Austin, and in Texas, we pay a lot of property tax. If you own your real estate, and even if you rent, a lot of the rent that you're paying is actually just paying the underlying property tax. And so what we wanted to do is basically use technology to try to automate the process of lowering your property taxes. So currently, the way that it works, or if you want to, you can go protest your taxes, and I highly recommend that you do that in some form or another every single year. And so you basically file some paperwork with the county, you go negotiate with them, you argue your case, and then they'll maybe give you a cut on your assessment and therefore save you money on your taxes. And what we wanted to do is essentially use technology to first find the people who we know have the best possible case. Second, supercharge our in-house team of negotiators that actually go communicate with the county assessor on behalf of our clients. And three, make sure that we maximize the savings that we can get for you. And so that's kind of where I've been applying AI in our industry up until now.
That is so interesting. How do you do that? I mean, can you go deeper on the how?
Yeah. So let's talk about it like just at like the highest level. So every single year, every single piece of property needs to pay property taxes. And property taxes are what's called an ad valorem tax. What that means is that it's based on the value, ad valorem based on value, right? Meaning a $2 million property pays twice the amount of a $1 million property. Right. Now, that's kind of like the idea at a very high level. Mm-hmm. And so every year, every single one of the 3,000 counties in the United States has a job where they have to assign a value to every single property in their jurisdiction. It's a lot of properties. They're relatively small office. Very hard to do that. And so what they tend to do is they tend to use kind of software, this like 20-year-old outdated software that's using off-the-shelf models. It's basic like multiple regression models. I won't get too far into it, but imagine like a scatter plot. They're just going to slap a best fit line on that. And so some people are going to be brought down to the best fit line and they're going to be underassessed, but some people are going to be brought up to the best fit line and they're going to be overassessed. And so what we essentially do is we write a bit finer grained algorithm that's looking for the people down here that are overassessed. And when they sign up with us, we essentially prepare evidence and file paperwork. It's a bunch of bureaucracy, right? It's like, imagine the DMV, you got to fill out paperwork, it goes to them and they come back to you. And then there's a series of processes that you have to go through. We basically just do that for our client. And the way that we basically make money is that if we save our client, let's say $1,000, we ask for 25% of that. So it's a pure contingency. So there's no cost up front. If we don't save you anything, you pay absolutely nothing. You never even put your credit card on our website. It's only if we actually save you money. Let's say we put $1,000, we reduce your assessment and therefore reduce your taxes. We would ask for a small piece of that back. And that's how we get compensated.
Oh, wow. Did you build this platform?
We did. Yeah. We've been working on it for almost 5 years now. It's been an absolute journey since we got started, growing the business and building the team and making sure that we have the absolute best people, because at the end of the day, that's what really matters, is that we are getting the best reduction. And my background is I'm a computer scientist, and you know, my research, I was actually, before we did this, I was doing my PhD in computer science, and my research was in optimizing distributed systems. Sorry about that. Optimizing distributed systems using applied machine learning or applied AI. And so I wasn't really building brand new AI models or like creating new ways of building machine learning models. It was more like looking at the literature and looking at kind of what are the best practices and how can I apply that to my use case. And that's basically what I do here. So we have our people, we know the process, and I just think, how can I take technology and apply that to our use case to supercharge our people and make them the best that they can possibly be?
That's awesome. I think it's safe to say that you are not a realtor who went to YouTube to learn about AI. You're a
sure.
computer scientist
sure.
who, I guess, turned into a realtor and then merged your two things into one. That I think that's kick-ass.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, Joseph, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Yeah, so we serve 7 states. Our best market, we save the most money for our clients in Texas. If you wanted to learn more about us, you could go to ownwell.com, because we're here to help you own your real estate well. ownwell.com. If you put in any address, I will give you a real savings estimate of how much I realistically think that I can save you in real time. So check it out. And yeah, thank you.
Oh, wow. So we're going to wrap them here. Thanks to our guest, Joseph Noor, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting ownwell.com. I think I'm going to go running to there. If you're in a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to stuff your calendar with qualified and motivated ideal clients who want what you have, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.